Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's Throwback Thursday. Yep, that's about it. Feeling old. There's some cool things that are trending on Twitter right now. One of them is reveal your age without numbers.
Ooh, how would you do that?
I guess what people have been doing on Twitter to reveal their age without numbers is put things that were popular when they were a certain age and then kind of do the math. Like, I saw someone with an old CD player with the headphones, and it was like, I used to listen to blah, blah on the bus to go to school. And, I mean, I used to do that, too.
Yeah.
CD players. How do I say them? I was before the internet. You were before the internet.
Yeah, would you be riding your penny farthers down the streets?
Okay, well, here's the thing. I wasn't going to call you out for saying that wrong until you insulted me. It's called a penny farthing. You bitch.
Jordan Silver and Friends. 6 to 9 on 96.5 The Buzz.
This is a fun hashtag. It's the number one trending one right now this morning on Twitter. Hashtag reveal your age without numbers. And people are putting things up like MASH, Netflix, when they used to mail the DVDs.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that?
Yeah, I like the one when the teacher's out sick and bringing in the TV on the big old wheelie black cart.
That was always such a big TV. Do you think they still do that? They never upgraded the TV? Or do you think there's like flat screens in schools now?
I haven't been in a school for about 15 years, so I cannot answer that, but I would assume they've upgraded to flat screens.
You would think, but, you know, the way that it works is they never give money to the places that actually need it, so they probably do still have the same TVs that we watched, like, The Passion of the Christ on a million years ago. Computers used to look like this when I first started using them. Hashtag reveal your age without numbers is trending on Twitter. Look at this compact.
Oh, yeah.
It's got the big button that I remember. I think we must have had that, or someone I knew must have had that, because you push that giant big gray button in.
Yeah, that was a time when I believe it was, dude, you're getting a Dell.
Mm-hmm. All projectors. Remember those in school?
Sure do.
Where the teacher used to write with those special markers on pieces of paper.
Remember when cereal boxes came with toys inside and you didn't have to send for them?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and now I'm mad that my cereal doesn't come with any toy.
Right?
Yeah.
I need some sort of excitement when in the morning breakfast to play with.
You would. You would still play with them. Hashtag reveal your age without numbers trending on Twitter right now. Very, very fun. Oh, Chris, this one's going to hurt you. Using this adapter to bump the newest CD in your car. Oh. It's one of those tape, cassette tape adapters.
Oh, I still use that.
I know. You used it yesterday.
Oh, that hurts.
Oh.
The quality isn't the greatest with those.
Nah. Oh, my God. Pogs. Sixth grade me had hundreds of these Pogs. You remember? Do you even know how to play Pogs?
Yes, I was in third grade, I believe, when Pogs became in the Slammers.
Yeah.
And you have the extra, and then you'd go to the KB Toys near the end of it. You'd have four Pogs for a dollar, and then
yeah, but
10
how did
Pogs.
You play it? What was the point? Did you just throw stuff at the stack of circular pieces of cardboard with faces and stuff on them?
I think it was kind of a modern day Jax. Uh-huh. You put your Pogs out, you get the Slammer. You try to slam them, and if you flipped them, then you would trade back and forth with your friends.
This is what we did, kids, before there was TikTok. A stupid, stupid game like that. Trade them with your friends. I remember my mom used to give me, I don't remember the number, but money for lunch, to buy school lunch, and they sold Pogs. And so I would get ice cream as my meal and buy Pogs. So I was so cool. So super cool. Oh, there's one in here that just hurt me really bad. It says, remember when you were excited for the JCPenney catalog to come in?
Isn't that the one where you cut out and made that letter to from Gavin to your crush in Kansas City here?
Yeah, that is the one where I cut out a picture of someone and used it as a photo of who I was pretending to be when I was catfishing someone when I was younger.
You could be a model.
Shut up, Chris. The guy was a model. The guy was a model because he was literally in the... Apparently, the person that I catfished never got the JCPenney catalog. She fell for that. You realize that?
That is true.
JCPenney catalog.
Remember when Reveal Your Age with Numbers when Steve was still on Blue's Clues?
See, that's a little past my time.
Yeah.
Did he get in trouble for something, like, really bad? What did he do?
I think that was a rumor where he started, like, shooting people and snorting coke.
Oh, man. That would be a... What a great ending for that dude. Blue's Clues. What's his name, Bob?
Steve.
Steve. What happened? What happened? Yes, we are doing this on the radio right now, Buzz family. Steve departures in 2002. Life went on for anyone. The internet says that he died of a drug overdose, but... No, he just left, and he was fine.
He left to go to college. Why would you leave Blue's Clues to go to college?
Because just like everything, Chris, all entertainment comes to an end at a certain point, and you got to have a backup plan. Yours, cremating and embalming dead bodies. Steve from Blue's Clues, college, and then whatever the hell's next.
Jordan Silver on the bus.
Normally, I take a good amount of my opinions from history.com, as I feel like they've done their research, and they have pretty good opinions. But I am very upset right now that the thing that we're going to talk about coming up on this day in history, the thing that was invented and debuted on this day in 1991, is not even on the list of the top 10 greatest inventions of all time.
What?
According to history.com.
How?
I don't know. They think that it's not more important than the telegraph?
Oh.
No, that's telegraph's number 9, number 10 on the list of most important inventions. Antibiotics. Yes, I agree.
Yeah.
That's good. Also on the list, magnifying lenses, domestication of the horse, the electric light, steel, and then 3, paper currency, 2, the compass, number 1, the printing press. This is not on there, though it kind of, if you think about it, it kind of does go hand in hand with the number 1, the printing press, right?
Absolutely. This is the modern version of that kind of?
Yeah.
Changed course of humanity when it came out.
Yeah, and we've lived before and during it, which is crazy to think about the times before this huge, huge, huge invention.
There's people alive today that don't know what it's like to live without this.
Yeah.
That blows my mind.
Yeah.
Holiday. We're digging deep into history because we're all a bunch of nerds and bringing you On This Day in History with Jordan Silver and friends.
You know, the good thing about doing radio that is 100% digital is that if there was a little gap between the last song and me hitting the intro, I could just blame it on people's internet connection.
Yeah.
But when you're listening to regular radio, no, that was my fault. My bad.
Whoops.
This morning, I was in line waiting to get into the gym, and someone brought up two of the things on our list of things that happened on this day history. Yeah, so, like, people care, and I love it. So let's just get right into it. This is Thursday, August 6th. And, Chris, what happened starting on this day in history last year?
Well, the World Resource Institute announced that 25% of humanity is running out of clean water.
Do you remember when that happened to, like, South Africa?
Yeah. That was crazy.
What are you going to do? What are you going to do? There is a process to convert ocean water into drinking water, but it's a pain in the ass.
I feel that needs to be way more researched and investigated because we have so much ocean water in this world. Plenty for enough. Why can't we figure out how to drink that?
Right. Because I guess it's a pain in the ass. But yeah, it's like, all right, hold on. Our Earth is covered in water. Why are people thirsty? Mm. And plus, you know, with the fact that we eat fast food all the time and stuff, we have so much salt that we intake anyway. Just drink the salt water. Do not drink the salt water.
On this day in 2015, Jon Stewart hosts The Daily Show for the last time. Here's his last moments.
That's our show. I thank you so much for the privilege of being able to perform it for you, for the privilege of being able to do it. And so here it is. My moment is in.
Did you watch that?
The show? Mm-hmm. No.
Yeah, it's too political for me.
Yeah.
Move on.
On this day in 2012, NASA's Curiosity rover lands on Mars. Here's the moment it landed, and I'm not sure why they included this dramatic theme music on NASA's page, but here we go.
Touchdown confirmed. We're safe on Mars.
They were excited.
Chris.
Yeah.
We sent something out in outer space, and it landed where it was supposed to. You don't know why they were so excited about that?
Oh, I get that.
Wow. Especially, I mean, if you're sitting there, you do it all on paper, you do mm-hmm. math and stuff, just to know that your math is right. That's how excited I am when I can calculate anything. Even simple things, like how much I owe somebody when I'm splitting the check. I celebrate to that level.
Well, on this day in 1996, the Ramones played their farewell concert.
Yeah, that was at the Palace in Los Angeles. Joey Ramone, lead singer, first lead singer of the band, 6 foot six.
That is ginormous in Hollywood.
And height. He is so, or was so thin, too. It was just, I couldn't imagine just being within his presence. You know, tall guys get all the girls, too.
Not all the time. On this day in 1991, the World Wide Web debuts on the internet when the first web page is published.
That's what we were talking about earlier. The internet, the World Wide Web, today, 1991, was published. That's crazy. It's crazy to think of all the steps that have, all the progression that it's had since 1991.
Mm-hmm. Do you know the difference between the World Wide Web and the internet?
Nope, go ahead.
Would you like me to explain it, or just...
No, let's leave them all just, like, hanging. Yes, Chris, damn it, go. What?
The internet is the network of computers that are connected, and the World Wide Web is the device that we use to publish all the websites to use. Mm. So the internet's a connection. The World Wide Web is all the pages.
All right, just look me in the eyes. What does HTTP stand for, Chris? Ha-ha. Hypertext Transfer Protocol. Which is what I'm going to call my first child. HTTP.
Sounds appropriate. On this day in 1988, Yo! MTV Rap premieres on MTV with Run DMC. Here's some of that.
MTV Rap, some Fab Five Fred, and I got none other than Yo! Run DMC, my mellow run. Man, we're cutting the level. This is 1988. Get it straight, because it just can't wait. That's right.
I had to get that from a VHS tape.
I bet you did. Yo! MTV Raps ran until 1988 until 1995. And that was back in the day when MTV used to have educational programming.
What?
Yeah. Where, like, hey, this is a newer genre of music. We're going to go straight to the underground and teach you all about the beginnings of it. Now MTV is just trash. Trash. It used to be educational, kids.
On this day in 1965, U.S. President Lyndon Johnson signed the Voting Rights Act, prohibiting voting discrimination against minorities. Here's LBJ talking about that.
It is wrong, deadly wrong, to deny any of your fellow Americans the right to vote in this country.
Damn straight. 1965, everyone. 1965.
On this day in 1964, the world's oldest tree, Prometheus, is cut down.
This is in, or was in, Nevada. It was nearly 5,000 years old. Jeez. They cut it down to do some experiments on it, but The description of what they did experiments on was so nerdy. Like, they couldn't exactly age it. And back then, nobody really cared that they cut down the world's oldest tree.
Mm-hmm.
But after that, the dude who was in charge of that, like, got ridiculed for the rest of his life. He refused to do any kind of interviews on it.
Ooh.
And you know what?
What?
I know nobody talked to the tree and asked it how it felt. And I know that it is very sad to cut down a 5,000-year-old tree. Mm-hmm. But Would you want to live forever, Chris?
No.
Right, so maybe that's what the tree was like. Hey, I'm 5,000 years old. I've seen some blank. Please let me die.
Oh,
that's my impersonation of the world's oldest tree that was cut down on this day in 1964. Also, world's oldest tree in Nevada? Interesting.
Yeah. On this day in 1960, Chubby Checker performed the twist for the first time on TV on the American Bandstand. Here's Dick Clark introducing Chubby Checker.
This one is a gasser. This is a pretty frightening thing. It's sweeping the country all over the place. Hottest dance sensation in the last 4 years, a thing called the twist. Ladies and gentlemen, here's Chubby Checker.
Come on, baby.
Oh, I love it. No, the twist. Great song. And how you do the twist is, step one, you stand with your feet shoulder length apart. Step two, you move 1 foot forward, like about a step. Step three, you hold your arms away from your body, like the opposite of a cowboy who would put their hands on their hip.
Okay.
Just invert or inverse that.
Yeah.
And then you just twist your hips dramatically from side to side. Oh, you're doing the twist.
That's easy.
And if that's confusing, then the twist is basically just like you're constantly stomping out a cigarette for like 3 minutes and 20 seconds with your foot. But like one leg gets tired, so then you just start using the other one and that one gets tired. That's what the twist looked like.
I love that. Ooh, we gotta go a little darker.
Mm-hmm.
On this day in 1945, the United States dropped a nuclear bomb over Hiroshima. Here's President Truman talking about that.
A short time ago, an American airplane dropped one bomb on Hiroshima and destroyed its usefulness to the enemy.
Have you ever heard people call it Hiroshima? I hear Hiroshima. I also hear Hiroshima.
I've heard both.
Yeah. Which one's exactly correct? I'm just trying to avoid the fact that we were a-holes and we shouldn't have done that.
Yeah.
Stupid World War II.
On this day in 1890, murderer William Kemmler becomes the first person to be executed by the electric chair.
First person electrocuted by the electric chair. Yeah. I believe it was in New York.
Yep.
And they tested the electric chair before they electrocuted the first guy, the killer. They tested the electric chair the day before with a horse. They put a horse in the electric chair.
Seems
zapped on the power.
Unnecessary, but it killed
them. And it totally killed them. But then, when they put William, whatever his last name is, in the electric chair, did not instantly kill him. And people who were there to witness what happened said that they were scarred for life about what they saw happen to his body when they flipped the switch, the electric chair. That's dark.
Yeah.
Woo.
They said it took 8 minutes to kill him.
Yeah. Woo. Firing squad me. Woo. Or just don't kill me at all. Let me die.
That'd
an old lady warm in my bed from natural causes. In my sleep. All right. It is unofficial holiday time. What do we got? This is actually kind of an official one.
This is official holiday. It is the Jamaican Independence Day. On this day in August 6th in 1962. They gained their independence from England.
And that is one of the top things that's trending on Twitter, so I think it is very appropriate.
Follow the show. Instagram.com/JordanSilver. Jordan with an I.
Lucille Ball is trending on Twitter, and I was just like, no, wait a minute. I don't feel like she's been around for a while. But, yeah, she did pass away April 26th, 1989. The reason that she's trending is because it is her birthday today. Lucille Ball was born August 6th, 1911. Damn, that was before Titanic.
Oh, man.
Wow. Obviously, most people, when they do like an On This Day in History thing, they throw in birthdays and like if people have passed away. I always feel weird about that. I feel especially weird about celebrating people's birthdays that are no longer with us.
Why?
It's like you had your time and now there's no more time. This is completely different than if, you know, you lost someone close to you and it's part of your grieving process.
Yeah.
That I totally understand. But like Lucille Ball, like why? Why are we celebrating her birthday?
Pretty sure no one's grieving her.
Yeah, if nobody, if not, you know, she's not here anymore. Like what? there's some cakes somewhere that haven't been eaten? Oh, my God. If there's some cakes somewhere that haven't been eaten, yes, just let me know.
Jordan Silver on the bus.
I hate pranks. I do. I don't like taking someone that is unassuming, just kind of living their life and then, like, effing with them. They're just trying to do their thing. Leave them alone. But there's a TikTok trend called the My Teacher Challenge that makes you laugh really, really hard. So basically the way that it works is there's a screen and you can take, it looks like you're FaceTiming someone, basically. And it's somebody from jail or somebody that is really weird looking or somebody that has giant boobs. And the parent is apparently FaceTiming with the new teacher. So they say to their kid, hey, I'm FaceTiming with your new teacher. Come over here and say hi. And so the hilarious part of this prank is seeing the kids' faces when they see that the next teacher that they have for the next entire year literally is in prison and just very scary looking and very mean. Here's a clip from one of those videos.
Hey, Ali. Come on. Your teacher wants to say hi.
Hi, teacher. Uncle Phil.
For the most part, when you're watching these videos on TikTok, you see the kids' face and they're very quiet, but you just watch them. Huh? Oh, crap. This teacher's going to hit me. Another video of that. This is the teacher has, I don't know what D, E, F, G, H, I, Z-sized boobs.
Oh.
Z-sized boobs. Okay. Look at the picture up there.
Okay, Kinsley, come say hi to your teacher, baby.
No, look, up there. Say hi.
This would be me as a parent right here. Same thing, but the woman, it's funny, Kiko calls her Mrs. White because she has no hair. She's totally bald and she's very, very white.
You got Miss Whitehead. She wants to talk to you.
Be nice.
Hi. Be nice. The parents just be like, oh, God, that'd be me.
Be nice.
Oh, man, pranks are awful, but that was a hilarious one.
There's also a hashtag on Twitter, MyFakeTeacher,
mm-hmm.
And it's, in all of fiction, what teacher do you pick if you were to go back to classroom? Of all the fictional teachers out there, which teacher would you choose?
Doc Brown from Back to the Future.
Oh, that'd be a great one. People are saying Mr. Feeny from Boy Meets...
I feel like he diddled some kids.
Whoa, that's an accusation there.
Right, I know, but I'm just saying... Like
he
did.
And Miss Frizzle.
Was weird. Come on. Miss Frizzle. I mean, what? The show as an idea, the Magic School Bus as a premise, great idea. Let's teach kids about the inner workings of the body. But the fact that some kids just in that grade got another teacher who just taught them regularly in school, but some really unlucky kids get this crazy zany teacher that can shrink you and stick you in someone's ear so you can go through their body. That's a weird premise.
I never thought about the other classes at that school.
Yeah.
Huh.
Like, is Miss Frizzle known as the fun teacher or Miss Frizzle known as the one who's about to have a breakdown and always complains to her students about her husband?
Interesting. Other people are saying Sister Mary Clarence from Sister Act.
From Sister Act.
Yeah.
Yes.
We'll get a little music with
That's
that one.
A great movie.
Yoda. Teach you, I will.
Confused you'd be. Be you confused?
Well, let's see. Who are some... I'm trying to think who I would want as a fictional teacher. I think we... Murphy Brown? Yeah. She's in the media industry, and she was a woman who took charge. I always loved that.
That's impressive. Yeah, I'd definitely go with Doc Brown. Let's go do some time travel. Let's do some stuff. Because I still would love to. My number one place that I want to go back in time and time travel to. It used to be see the Titanic, but that's, again, you'd just drown and die as well. That's mm-hmm. so dumb. It is 2016, New Year's Eve, Times Square. It is that Mariah Carey performance where she forgot the words and just, like, stood there. I want to see, that's my historic event that I want to see more than anything.
Jordan Silver and friends from 6 to 9 on the bus.
I spun the yes or no wheel, Chris.
Oh, what big decision do you have coming up?
It's a big one, and it landed on yes. But do you see how much my hands are shaking?
Yeah, what's going on here?
I'm nervous. My stomach hurts.
Why?
But it doesn't at the same time. You know when you got to make a big decision? Big decision. Big decision. It's at least big for me. I have to make a big decision. And I have so much... head and the heart are two totally different things with this. My brain says one thing. My heart says the other. My gut says something else. That's usually that it's hungry. But besides that, regarding this situation and...
In the past, which one has been the one you should have listened to, your head or your heart?
Gut. I don't know which one that one is. I don't know which one that is. But that's the one that, I mean, when you make a gut decision, it's almost like something that you don't feel bad for later, you know? There's been a lot of situations where I was like, you know what? No, I'm not going to take that because that doesn't feel right in my gut. And then something better comes along. So my gut is just like, yes, let's do this. But then I made the mistake of calling my parents for validation. Why do I do that, Chris?
You require their love?
I'm just trying to chase their love.
Oh.
I'm trying to chase their love, and I cannot get there. And I was all in. I made all the right moves. Mm-hmm. I did all the right stuff that I needed to do. It all fit within, like, realistic boundaries. And then I called my parents, and then my mom said something under her breath, and that's all...
So does that change what you want to do?
It adds in this entire new feeling of doubt and self-sabotage, which is what happens when I talk to my mother on the phone. I'll explain all of this.
Jordan Silver and Friends on The Buzz.
When my parents picked up the phone yesterday when I was FaceTiming them, their first question was, well, where did you get this idea from? And I said, Chris.
You threw me under the bus like that?
I didn't throw you under the bus. You gave me a great idea. Great idea that, you know... My current car is not a winter car. We know that. I've made it 1.5-2 winters here with it. It's done its job. And so maybe now I need to get a bigger car. And I have worked very hard. I have side jobs and stuff that help pay for things. And I just want to get a new car. I want to get another car. I want to get another car. You know, it's time to re-register my Mini. And I'm just like, what about just... You did this to me, Chris. When you were giving me a ride home a couple days ago.
Well, you told me that you were looking for a new car, and that's one of my very big interests. And I just wanted to share some of my expertise and knowledge to you to show you maybe what the best car is out there for you.
And so we hopped in the car, and you drove me straight to the front bumper of the one I love. Thank you, Chris. I appreciate it. I mean...
You're welcome.
As a friend, I can do it. It doesn't hurt so bad. I did all my research. Like, why can't I just do this? Why can't I just make this decision? It's a big financial decision.
What's the biggest purchase you've ever made?
A car. Usually I just pay cash for them, but at this point I'm going to need to take a little bit of a loan. Yeah, no, a car, really.
And how did that feel when you first signed that contract to... The commitment to that payment.
Oh, I remember I had to go to the bank to get a cashier's check, and I was so loud when I asked them for the amount of the cashier's check because there was a really good-looking girl. I was like, hi, can I get a cashier's check for blank, blank $1,000, please? Oh, it's in my account. Look.
Have you ever been in a position where a financial decision like this is bad or you've been in financial trouble?
No, but because of the pandemic... And because of my parents not being able to give me any validation, there's always this worry, you know? Like, they don't make a big purchase during the pandemic. Well, really, I don't want to go re-register my car. I got a lot of things that I'm doing. So, it's that.
Why do you need validation from your parents?
Oh, Christopher.
What does that even look like?
Right. What is validation? I love you. This is a good idea. Or... The rare one that I've heard once in my life. I'm proud of you.
Oh.
I'm constantly trying to chase this. And yes, so you brought me to go meet my possible new future car. And I went in yesterday to crunch the actual numbers and do a test drive. FaceTime with my parents because it's the kind of car that they have.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have that specific one, but the brand is the one that they have always had. And I thought they were going to be proud of me. And they kind of were, but then... My mom, she didn't know that FaceTime wasn't completely off yet. And so I heard her say, what is our daughter doing?
Oh.
And that, Chris, was just circling around in my head the entire test drive. It just added this whole level of, like, maybe this isn't a good idea. Maybe I shouldn't do this. Maybe I can just drive my little tiny two-wheel drive Mini Cooper in another Missouri, Kansas winter.
Has your mother said anything in the past where maybe her opinion has altered your decision?
Oh, yeah. You mean, has her opinion done things that... Have I not done things because of... Yes, of course. Yeah, of course. She never wants me to move anywhere. Like, every move and every job I've ever had, she's like, I hate that idea. I hate that idea. Ugh.
What does your therapist say?
Oh, okay. That's a good one, Chris. My therapist is like, don't call your parents for validation. You are 38. Why do you still need validation from your parents? That's what she says. She's like, just go. Just do it. Can you afford it? Yes, you're smart. You know what you're doing. You've worked really hard. I mean, the reason that I want to get this in is because I've worked hard. It's like proof that I've worked hard, you know?
So this is like a little reward for you?
Yeah, a reward. I mean, aren't you allowed to give those things to yourself sometimes?
I mean, yeah, but what level do you need to be at to where you feel like you deserve a reward like this?
Can you do your voice like this? Because then you sound exactly like my mother, Chris.
So how are you going to make this decision?
Well, fate, of course. I did the wheel decide thing, which, again, is something that I use to decide whatever the hell I'm going to do with the rest of my life. And wheeldecide.com went tick, 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 tick. Yes, you should do it. When I got in the car yesterday for the test drive, it was on the buzz. Like, that's a sign, right?
Yeah.
It's kind of a sign.
How did it feel when you sat in and grabbed the steering wheel and turned the ignition?
Oh, the FCC will fine us if you continue to ask that question. Whew. It felt great. It felt great. It felt good. It felt like, I don't know, I worked hard for this. I'm not doing this because I'm like frivolous or anything. I mean, I don't have a kid. I don't, at the moment, have a house payment. Really, I did the math. It's only a couple hundred dollars more a month than I'm paying right now. But there is one thing that happened that kind of made me doubt if this is something that I should do or not. And it's my damn parents' fault. It's my damn parents' fault, okay?
Well, they do or didn't do.
My parents aren't very good at pronouncing things, okay?
Okay.
So I go into this higher-end dealership yesterday, and I'm using the name of the car. And the guy's super nice. I'm using the name of the car. Guy's super nice. We run the numbers. Guy's super nice. I'm using the name of the car that I think it is.
Yeah.
That I think it is. Do the test drive. Come back. I love it. And then that's when he's like, okay, I just got to tell you something. You've been pronouncing the name of the car wrong.
Oh,
it's not pronounced that way. I'm pronouncing it like the white trash kind of way. It's like, oh, do I even deserve this car if I can't even pronounce it? It's like that scene in Showgirls where... Elizabeth Berkley finally makes enough money to go to a designer store. Mm-hmm. She tries on a designer dress, and then somebody asks her about her dress, and she goes, oh, yeah, it's a Versace instead of Versace. That's how I felt yesterday. Ugh. And I could have just lived with that shame privately had I not talked about that on the radio.
How did it feel walking into this place of establishment and showing your ignorance? Or your lack of...
Wow. You want some salt to rub that in, Chris?
Stream Jordan Silver and Friends 6 to 9 on the radio.com app.
Okay, text line is actually making me feel better about this car purchase thing because I'm getting validation from the text line that other people feel the same way about having to tell their parents about larger purchases even though they're an adult. Yeah, I got a text that says, I hear you on the car. I just bought a car today. I'm not excited to tell my parents. I feel the same way when it comes to larger purchases. And then someone else goes, I got a raise at my job, and the comment was, well, you better be careful or you're going to be stuck at the job. No, congratulations. Oh, my God. Do I have a long-lost brother or sister? Because that sounds just like my mom.
Jordan Silver and Friends News on 96.5 The Buzz.
7 a.m. news recap. A humanitarian shipment from Heart to Heart, which is based in Lenexa, was destroyed in that Beirut explosion on Tuesday.
And it was supposed to help people, too.
Yeah, it was hygiene kits and children's clothing.
God. 2020 sucks. What else?
Leawood may get a new rock climbing center at the Town Center Plaza. You can now get Cheetos mac and cheese with a flaming hotness. And that hot and humidity is returning for the weekend.
Take me somewhere else, Chris. Take me to the 8 a.m. news. Please, God, have a good story.
All right. Join Mark Hoppus and I as he revealed on Twitch that he has a new song called Quarantine that was supposed to release in May.
Yeah, that's right.
But they're releasing it tomorrow.
Okay. New song called Quarantine. I'll put that on the list.
Yeah, and their new album should be released later this year sometime.
See, I feel like we're about to get an influx of a lot of new music that people have been working on while they were in quarantine. Mm-hmm. All right, what else?
A new list from a medical community has emerged, and Kansas City is high on that list. It's a list of cities with the most first responders and medical workers. We come in at number 8.
That's right.
And St. Louis is number 6.
Ugh. Damn it. Why do they always... No, but it's. I swear, every time I go out, I see people in scrubs that have come off of some, I don't know, 30, 40, 50-hour shift of saving lives. Mm-hmm. And it's a lot of people that work in the medical field here. Thank you for what you do. Thank you, 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 thank you.
Can you guess the number one city on that list?
Of medical workers?
Yeah.
Is it obvious or not obvious?
You will not get this.
Oh, Hawaii. Nope. Honolulu, Hawaii.
Birmingham, Alabama.
Well, they do have a lot of health problems down there.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm. Interesting. Thanks, Chris.
And Comedy Central announced yesterday that they are bringing back the Ren and Stimpy show.
Are you excited?
Kind of. I was never really allowed to watch the show, and I loved the extreme gross visuals that that show was known for.
It had its time. Why? Whoa. It's like they're remaking movies. You know, all right, here's Karate Kid with Will Smith's son. You've seen the whole movie, you can quote it, but here's Will Smith's son in the role. Now they're doing that with TV shows. Like, let stuff die and move on. Because the other side of that is all these great shows that have potential that are being canceled. Mm. Like the show High Fidelity that was on Hulu. It is based off of, somewhat off of the movie, but it's a woman that owns a record store. And it's very interesting and it's very good and it just... got canceled. It's trending on Twitter because of that reason. Like, what? Does anybody watch Fuller House? Does anybody watch Fuller House? Does anybody watch The Conners? Mm.
Well, not to get you more heated, Jordan, but Instagram has launched Reels, which is a 15-second video clip that you can set to music. So, basically, TikTok?
Instagram is definitely that thing that someone comes out with a good idea and then they just roll over it and make it their own. Because they tried to take Snapchat when they added the Instagram story. Snapchat did that first. But, okay.
And to be on the top breaking of technology, Instagram has released a new font for their stories.
Oh, good. Because I hate the ones that they have. It's like typewriter. It's not even Helvetica. It should be, but it's not. Helvetica is like the most common font.
Well, this one looks eerily similar to Comic Sans.
What?
A universally loved font.
No.
That everyone appreciates.
It's not. Is it opposite day? Because you definitely didn't mention that in this day in history. Because what? Ew. Oh, Comic Sans.
Jordan Silver and Friends. On the Buzz.
Remember the Buzz family DM'd me on Instagram with a screenshot from, it looks like a TV program. It's called Music Choice. Music Choice?
Yeah. That's a television music channel.
Okay. It's a little fact. It says, do you know? I think it's what you probably play either right before or right after you play a music video from a band on Music Choice. But the reason she sent it, she wrote, pretty confident that that's a typo, but I could be wrong. The fact about the band White Reaper, according to Music Choice, which is the screenshot, it says White Reaper's Nick says perfuming helps him with his self-esteem and anxiety.
Hashtag Jordan Silver and Friends on the Buzz.
Chris, I almost died because it was one of the greatest ideas that I've never seen before, but should because it takes care of a big problem.
It's ingenious. When I discovered it, I thought, how has this not been done before?
Because it makes sense. When you clean your glasses, you and I both wear glasses. Mm-hmm. A lot of people wear glasses. Don't know the percentage of Americans that wear glasses, but it's probably pretty up there. They get dirty.
All the time.
What is it?
So my brother went to a thrift store, and he brought home this button-down shirt, and he said, the coolest thing ever. So he showed me the corner of the bottom of the shirt, and it had a micro cloth fiber sewn into it, so you can use it to clean your glasses as a part of your shirt.
That is the greatest invention of all time, because your shirt can never clean your glasses. I don't know what it is. Eye goo, bugs, ghosts. I don't know what gets all in your damn glasses. You can clean them, put them back on, walk around for 2 minutes. Nothing touches the glass part of your eyeglasses, and it'll still get dirty.
Yeah, it's amazing how clean those microfiber cloths get your glasses.
Oh, yeah.
And the fact they just did a simple... Those cloths aren't expensive.
No.
You just never have them.
Right. And your T-shirt never does it. It just moves around whatever that grease is.
It's just brilliant. So it...
Who's the company? Where can people get
this? I think there's multiple ones, but the one, it's a Voy Voy.
Okay.
And it was just a couple of guys who were in Florida, and when he was cleaning his shirts, he grabbed the bottom of his shirt, and when he was doing it, his friend was like, wait a minute. I've seen a lot of people do that, and that's how I came up with that.
See, that's an entrepreneur.
Yeah. Like
somebody that can see something that isn't there that could fix a problem. They see in just like this other dimension. So are the shirts cute?
They're just pretty much a standard button down. You can't really tell they're specific, except that once you utilize it, you'll never want to get another shirt.
Okay, so if you want a button down and you wear glasses, this is the company to go to. We're not sponsored. This is the greatest idea of all time. Because I constantly am carrying around little microfiber cloths.
Yeah, I ask you about it every day if I can borrow it.
Yeah, anytime I go to get my eyes checked, I'm like, hey, can I have another 100 of those, please? They're everywhere. They're in my house. I bring them when I DJ because I got to be able to see.
Mm-hmm.
That's genius.
Yeah, it reminds me of a guy that probably was at a train station, probably watched people struggling to get their luggage from their carriages to the tracks and put wheels on the luggage.
Genius. Genius. One time I thought I was cool, so I got a luggage. I bought luggage that didn't have wheels. And I was like, I'm going to be cool. I'm going to be the one that carries this all over the airport. No. It was so heavy, and I was stupid. Now I have a rolling everything. Ugh, yes. That's definitely an incredible invention. Mm-hmm. God, what are some other incredible, easy inventions that just change things? I'm looking on BuzzFeed. They've got one here. It's an automatic shut-off safety outlet. And they've got a curling iron plugged into it. I don't know how many times I leave my house, and I'm like, did I leave the oven on? I haven't cooked since 1954. But I'm always like, did I leave the oven on?
I'm still constantly turning off my wife's flat iron.
Ugh. So you need one of these.
Mm-hmm.
You definitely need one of these. What else is BuzzFeed saying are great inventions? Balancing caps, I don't know what that is. Lens screen cleaner, that's what we're talking about. Interlocking organizers for junk drawers. Ugh, junk drawers, a bane. Bane of existence.
See.
Clear cylinder lids to keep your food fresh and be able to look at it. All right, that's fine. Ooh, travel size antiperspirant wipes. So you can just go.
One of those things you plug in, what are those called? Those
power strip?
Power strips.
Yeah.
One that moves so you're not all in one line. So when you got the big computer charges, you can utilize them all and not have to sacrifice one.
For real. Like, that's so dumb. I have a charger that I think it takes like 8 things, and I was only able to put 4 in because the chargers were huge. Oh, man. Makeup eraser cloth, I'll know nothing about that.
Somebody combined a child's stroller and a scooter.
I need to see a photo of this. That is not safe. Buzz fan, picture it. It is exactly like you think. It is a baby hanging off of the handlebars, and it's on a scooter. That's not safe. Wait, where did you find that?
This is at deadstate.org.
Okay, that's about right. That's aptly titled.
Follow Jordan Silver on Instagram at J-O-R-D-I-N Silver.
You know, no matter what we do, you do got to kind of get some rage out. And this whole pandemic thing, I mean, we're making our way into, as we look into the future, roll into like a year of this being an issue.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe it's been 6 months. I don't know. It just feels like forever. But, you know, the conflicting information that you're consistently getting, you know, you could die this way. You can't die this way. You can go out. You can't go out. You got to wear this or don't wear this. Oh, it's so much. And I'm sure that people are frustrated about all of those things. And so I think we need to rage.
What do you mean by rage?
You know, rage, like listen to loud music and run around in a circle safely because it's 2020 and you need to do that safely. You know, listen to angry music and just go, argh! Come on, get it out.
Okay, yeah.
Because we haven't had the chance to get that kind of rage out, at least I don't think, in a really long time. So I've got this gig that's happening tomorrow outside at the Iron District from 7 to 9 p.m. in North Kansas City, and it's gonna play the best of pop punk and emo music, and we're just gonna I don't know exactly what's gonna happen. It's a it's an outdoor event.
What's the mask and social distance policy on
we're,
that?
We're trying as hard as we possibly can to keep people socially distant, but the mask policy is in, like you have to wear a mask when you're there. So it's as close as you can get to being protected, but still going out and doing something. But it's gonna be a great night.
How's it like? How has it been preparing for this DJ set versus your prior one because you're doing different music?
Oh, my God. This one is way more fun.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Because there's no, like, pressure to switch the song in the middle of the song. You just play the whole damn emo or pop punk song out. But, yeah, it's going to be the best of pop punk and emo. If you have any requests.
You're taking requests?
Yeah, might as well.
Oh, hell
right?
yeah.
I've never done, like, a full 2 hours of this kind of event. So hit me up on Instagram. What's your request for this? It'll be a... It's going to be fun. It's going to be rageful, but also, like, safe. There's a lot of cool things going on in the Iron District in North Kansas City. There's going to be food. There's a vegan food place. There's food and alcohol for purchase. A bunch of cool stores over there. And finally, we get to run around for a second. And it's going to be very different than when we usually run around listening to emo and pop punk music, because we usually do that in a club where we're all pushed together. This is not going to be like that. So who knows how it will go, but there will at least be good music, and it's outdoors.
An outdoor rage.
Yeah, of pop punk and emo. Tomorrow night, Iron District, 7 to 9. Hit up my social media. I have the information on that. And if this gets you in the mood, then maybe if you're feeling safe... And you practice all the safe social things. If this song gets to you, maybe you want to come.
They're gonna clean up your looks with all the lies in the books to make a citizen out of you.
Jordan Silver and Friends on the Buzz.
Well, you're not gonna be here tomorrow.
There seems to be a pattern. Every single time I'm gone, it's because someone dies. I'll be gone tomorrow. Another funeral I've got to go to.
I'm sorry. Wow. I'm sorry. That's depressing.
It's tough, but we've been dealing with it.
Wash your damn hands, kids.
Yeah.
Dustin is going to be in tomorrow for ya. I'm sure we're going to talk about sports.
I always appreciate when he can confidently give that information, because we are lacking in that.
I mean, I think I'm trying to learn what I'm doing. I started doing raps and stuff. I kind of know what I'm talking about.
With sports?
Yeah. Quiz me. Give me something.
What is it called when someone is on second base and they go to third base before the ball's hit?
They steal it. Duh.
What is the batting average number? What does that mean?
The accuracy of when they hit the ball. See, I know my sports. Pull me down with you to the non-sports world. Gonna miss you, but you'll be back on Monday.
Yes.
Thanks for downloading the podcast and hanging out with us today. If you want to see what's going on when the show's not on air, follow Jordan Silver on Instagram. Instagram.com/JordanSilver. That's J-O-R-D-I-N Silver.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.